Managing Aggression and Potentially Violent Situations, Part 2. Why is managing aggression and potentially violent situations effectively important in youth AOD work? Like all young people, those who become clients of youth AOD services are learning how to understand and regulate their emotions. Anger is a powerful human emotion that some clients struggle to express and manage in a constructive way. At times, this means that when clients feel angry, they lose control and become aggressive. In turn, this can escalate into violence. Alternatively, youth AOD clients might also have learned to use aggression and violence to manipulate or control the situation through intimidation and threats. Helping young people find viable ways of living in the world without resorting to aggression and violence will often be integral to the process of addressing substance use problems. Even so, practitioners and other staff working in youth AOD services should not accept that being subject to aggression and violence goes with the territory. Incidents involving aggression and violence can have harmful physical, emotional, psychological, and social consequences for staff and clients, including the perpetrator. There are measures that can be taken to prevent incidents of aggression and violence occurring. Where incidents do occur, there are also effective strategies that can be employed by managers and practitioners that minimise risks to staff and clients and prevent escalation of aggression and violent behaviour. The State Government of Victoria require healthcare providers, such as organisations operating youth AOD services, to prioritise actions and coordinate mechanisms for preventing workplace injury and the health consequences arising from exposure to violence. High-quality services constantly work towards creating a culture of non-violence, where violence of any form perpetrated against any person is not tolerated and staff not blamed for incidents of violence.